Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We watch, of course, with absolute horror as we see what is going on in KwaZulu-Natal, what has happened there, and we keep asking ourselves the question, why has this happened in the first place? Dean McPherson is Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister for Trade and Industry. He's also the Democratic Alliance KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Chairperson. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us so bright and early on a public holiday. But I guess this is no holiday weekend for you.
Yeah, thanks, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. It is indeed definitely not a public holiday for us in KZN. And as we continue to clear up, look for many missing people still, and we continue to mourn the loss of more than 440 people who sadly lost their lives. So not much to celebrate at the moment, but we've got to get on with it. We are a resilient province because we've had to deal with so much tragedy over such a long time. So no doubt in time to come we will have something to celebrate, but just not this weekend.
Right. And in fact, how do you almost compartmentalize these things? Because to some extent it's very tempting to start looking at blame infrastructure, the lack of funding and things like that, but at the same time there's a very, very real and immediate need to save lives, to get people the basics that they need. How difficult is it to compartmentalize at the moment?
Well, I think we've got to do both at the same time, Howard, because quite frankly, I think that people are tired of being subjected to this level of destruction, this level of grieving and loss continuously. So I think that while people are rightfully clearing up, still continuing to mourn the loss of life, they're now starting to correctly ask questions as to not necessarily could this have been avoided, because you know, I don't think that any city or any infrastructure could bear 500 millimeters of rain in 24 hours. But could there be a lessening of the impact of destruction and loss of life? And I think that that is a very natural and correct course to take. Even myself, and as a politician in this province and our political party, the CA, that's what we're starting to do now. Because I think that there's some very real questions around infrastructure, provision, infrastructure maintenance, how city has allowed the development of communities along riverbanks, and that speaks to a lack of housing and housing opportunities in the city. So I think that we must start to do both, because you know we can't allow authorities to sort of walk away and blame God, as it were, as an act of God, and not look at what are the fundamentals that could be done. Because this happened 3 years ago over Easter, where 85 people died. It happened in 1987 when we had the Des Moines floods. So the city is prone to weather disasters. And as a city, you've got to be able to plan and build for those eventualities. And I'm not convinced that this, particularly the Etiquette municipality, which I've lived in, and served him as a councillor for 5 years, from 2009 to 2014, has dealt with those realities.
What is the current situation on the ground at the moment? We know, of course, 443 dead is the official number. There's quite a number, over 60 people still missing. I worry that that number is going to land up being much higher. But what is the current situation? What is the current weather prediction?
Well, unfortunately, we continue to suffer from intermittent rain, which is fine as long as it doesn't become a downpour like it has previously. There's still many communities that are cut off from roads, from water, from electricity. Our water comes and goes because four of the reservoirs supply Etiquette, Bayangani Water, which is the bulk water supplier, two of them are badly damaged and down. So we're only at about 50% of water capacity to the city. As I said, many towns are cut off. Just to the north of me, there's a town called Umtloti. They are inaccessible by and large and at the moment. And there's just not enough TLBs to go in there and clear roads and create access. I think to the west of us, there's some towns in Amawati, and Marin Hill that are still inaccessible and can only be accessed by helicopter. And so food provision and provision of clean water is difficult for those communities. But at the same time, of course, search and rescue continue to look for those that are missing. There's about 60 people, I fear that could be worse, that are still missing. Yesterday, we sadly lost a police officer and canine dogs that were trying to rescue a deceased child. So it's pretty desperate out there. And our real concern now is looking to the future and the possibility of the next disaster, which is going to be a waterborne disease, like cholera, and so forth. Because if people don't have access to clean drinking water, the rivers already are polluted at the moment with everything that's flowed down. There's potential bodies in the river that will be polluting them as well. So it's a very desperate situation. And I just don't think the sense that the provincial governments have a grasp of this disaster. There's no real coordination coming from a singular place, which is required. I had a telephone conversation with the senior government minister 2 days ago, who they themselves expressed their dismay to me at how this disaster is being handled. And they themselves have come and camped in Itigwini because they have a very specialized knowledge on water provision. And so actually directing it themselves because they don't believe the municipality can do so. So it's quite desperate. And unless there is firm control that is exerted, we're going to start to see a protest, which we've already started seeing, because people don't have access to water or electricity. You know, the threat of looting remains very real in the city. We had it just in July last year. So it's quite desperate at the moment. And we really need government to up itself and start showing some leadership.
Are they showing any leadership? I know we had Cyril Ramaphosa there saying all the right things, as he tends to do, but has the right words been followed by any action?
Well, you know, words without action are meaningless. So,
of course,
you know, we need the premier, we need the mayor, despite being from different political parties, to have their hands on the levers of control. And we as a political party said, we're willing to help, we're willing to assist. The City of Cape Town, the Western Cape government, DA run, they've sent resources up here. So we committed to trying to help and to get things moving again. You know, but instead, unfortunately, what we see is politics within the governing party playing out. You know, they're trying to centralize, the provision of emergency relief, that they've got to go through ANC structures now. It's quite mad, the only people that are going to be the losers at the end of the day are the most desperate at the moment. So I really just hope that we put the politics aside and we can actually just start leading as they're empowered to do.
What's happening in terms of food and water supply? Are shops stocked? Are people being able to actually receive the food and the basics that they need?
Yes, certainly the provision of things like food and fuel have definitely improved over the last couple of days, and that's welcome. But that's mostly accessible to middle class
people who can afford it,
and other people. Correct. So all I can say is thank God for organisations like Gift of the Givers and many other faith based organisations that are helping communities. Because that is the only provision that they are actually seeing of food and water at the moment. And, if you just go onto Twitter, it's a very interesting, view that when the government, who are asking for people to donate money, to assist them on their relief efforts, people are saying, absolutely not, we'd rather give money to NGOs that we know that we're actually going to get, that food and water to those communities. So there seems to be a huge distrust between citizens and government at the moment, and that's not a great thing to have during a disaster like this. So, we need to see more being done at the moment. We need to see more water tankers going out to communities. We need to have daily briefings and daily updates from the leaders in the city and the province about what is being done, what has been achieved, each day in terms of getting the reservoirs up and running, and water provision. We need to know how much food is being delivered each day. We need to know how much water is being delivered each day. And I think that will start to give people a picture of what is being done each day instead of trying to guess their way through this disaster.
Absolutely. Dean McPherson, a Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister for Trade and Industry, as well as Democratic Alliance KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Chairperson, working very hard at the moment to alleviate some of the pain and the suffering that is taking place down in KwaZulu-Natal. We just hope and pray for the safety of those around and that those who are missing can be found in reasonable health. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.